Doug Hansen in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Our teaching pro to the morning program, Gary Robinson, longtime pro here in the area. And Brian Stewart joins us from Parts Unknown. Where are you at, Brian?
I'm down in Texas. It's
in
a
Texas.
Nice morning here, about 65 okay. degrees.
Taking the week off, right?
Yep, that's right.
How about next week?
I'm going to take next week off, too. I have 2 weeks off before the Masters, so that'll
okay.
be good.
Yeah, good. Sounds like maybe you need a break.
Yeah, I've been playing. I think I've played, maybe 10 out of 11 weeks here, so it'll be nice to have a couple weeks off.
Yeah. Yeah, you played real solid, Brian, until last week you missed the cut.
Yeah, I've been playing well. Like you said, playing pretty solid. Just haven't made quite enough putts to get the real high finish, but I've been playing well. Looking forward to the Masters in a couple weeks.
Almost sounds like the putting, is it the short ones, the mid range, or the long ones? You're not getting them close.
It's more of just the 8 to 15 footers that you got to make for birdie.
Yeah. You got to get it in the red, way in the red. You know, it's amazing. You see all these scores on, Brian, you see all these scores on, when we're looking at them. And you shoot 69, 70, 71, you are out of it.
Yeah, you're right, for sure.
I know, you just got to get her low. You got to throw in a 65 or a 66 or 64. But it's amazing the scores and the averages, what they've done in the last, 10 or 15 years.
Yep, you're right. It's like you said, you shoot around par or a couple under, you get run over, it seems like. So you got to keep going.
Well, your current teacher's sitting about 2.5 feet away from me here. He wanted to say hey.
Hey, Brian.
What's going on?
Not much. Picked up a little cold on the way home on the flight, which is, I don't know, it's kind of normal. Get all that bad air. But
stuck in the tube.
I think we'd take one under each day at the Masters.
Oh, boy. Where would that get you?
I think it'd get a top 10.
Yeah, you're probably right. You excited, Brian, about playing the Masters, I assume?
Yeah, for sure. Really looking forward to it. I always told myself I wasn't going to go unless I got to play, so it's kind of a dream come true, I guess.
That's just awesome.
Brian, how'd you ever get hooked up with Gary here?
It was just, I was going into 10th or 11th grade in high school, and he was highly recommended, and went and worked with him over the winter, and been with him ever since.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
It's 20 years.
What type of stuff are you working on now, Brian?
Kind of the same thing that I always work on, trying to get my swing to go a little further left after impact and getting to my left side. Kind of the same thing I always fight.
Yeah, the tendencies are, tendencies. And those are the things that we look for. I mean, it's not inventing the swing every time you go. It's just, keeping everything where it's at. So, we're not changing much. But it's been what he's had problems with since day one, getting off the right side, getting the swing to go a little more left, and he's usually right on track. And then we got to start making some putts, that's all.
The Augusta National, just history-wise, it's everybody that talks about it, it's a right-to-left golf course. So I'm assuming for you, Brian, that's probably a pretty good deal. A lot of dogleg lefts and around the corners, you get a little bounce and get the ball further out there. I'm assuming, have you never played there?
I've never played there.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's a right to left course, and history has it that the people that have won there or been up in the high finishes hit the ball a little right to left, whether a draw or whatever kind of a right to left shot they hit, and also that they make a lot of putts. They don't miss too many of those 4, 5, 6 footers. So that's the way you creep up the ladder at Augusta National, and that's what we hope you do.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Well, we're all pulling for you, the whole town here, the whole town of Jackson, surrounding area, Columbia. We're all, everybody's excited about Brian.
Brian, why don't you tell them your plans for playing? You're going to arrive there Saturday?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm going to fly over Saturday, and then I'll be there Sunday, so I'll have 4 days to
good.
Get to know the course a little bit.
I'll be there Sunday night.
There are a number of people from, I know Jackson, coming down to watch you play, Brian.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's definitely nice to feel the support from back home, and it's a great feeling.
Hey, driving accuracy, you're now number one on the tour. You are first.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think that's something. I'm not the longest hitter, so that's something that I've got to do well. I got to hit in the fairway, so I think I've been pretty good at it this year.
But maybe not making that pay off?
Yeah, I think you're probably right on there. Like I said, I've been playing solid. Just I felt like, you know, there's been, you know, one round out of the 4 days where I don't quite play well enough, or I'm not making quite enough putts during the week to really get that high finish. I feel like I'm playing well enough to do it. I just got to get it done.
Brian, how tough is it or nerve-wracking? You're sitting over a six-foot putt, and you know some of these, even though you're not winning, are worth 10, 15, 20 grand, you know, if you make the putt.
Yeah, I think probably the good part about that is, for me at least, is when I'm out there, I don't really
think of it.
That doesn't really come to mind, I guess. So that's probably a good thing. I think it would be more nerve-wracking if you did think like that, but I mean, you definitely always look back at the end of the week and you think, man, if I could have made that putt or that putt, you know, but you know, it's just one of those things where you try not to think about it too much.
Well, is your mindset is it pretty good going into the Masters?
Yeah, I feel really good about my game. Last week I didn't play great. I think I might have been just a little, you know, a little too much golf there for that stretch. But I think this 2 weeks off will kind of refresh me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Bay Hill played pretty tough, didn't it?
Yeah, it was tough. The greens were firm, and it was, you know, it was tough to hit the keep them on the green. So, but yeah, and they had the rough way up, so it was probably the hardest I've seen that place play.
Mm-hmm. Brian, how do you, this is Doug, how do you figure out your practice rounds and who you're going to be paired with, or who you're going to try to play with? Have you got something set up for Monday and Tuesday at the Masters?
I don't have anything set up yet. I'm sure I'll probably play, you know, with a few different guys. Just, I don't know. We'll see how it goes when I get there.
Does that just work? You go to the range and a couple guys say, hey, you want to go out and play a quick nine? Is that how it works?
That's usually how it works, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, Brian, will you, Mike and I were talking, and Mike is Brian's caddy. Will you maybe hire a local down there for maybe nine holes and pick his brain? You think we should do that?
We thought about it. I'm not sure. I guess maybe, I don't know. Mike and I, you said we're going to talk a little bit about it next week and kind of figure out a plan. I guess after seeing it maybe Sunday, kind of see how it goes, mm-hmm. and if I think I need that or not, or I don't know. I mean, Mike's been there a few times, so he knows a little bit about it. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Can you get a good feel at playing a couple practice rounds, Brian?
I think so. I'll probably play it at least three times, so I think that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's should be plenty, I would think.
Well, you were talking of maybe going playing with Russell Knox. Next week or the next, because you probably won't play in the Shell Houston, right? Or will you?
I'm not sure. We talked about it. We just haven't found a time to do that yet. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if we'll get there or not. I know he's playing in the match play this week, so I'm not sure if he'll want to go after that or not.
Well, we are super excited here in town here following you, and a lot of people are asking about you, so we just we're pulling for you, and you're right. There are a handful of quite a few people, I think, that are going to head down.
Yeah.
Of course, the ticket thing is pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, we get in, of course, but with a PGA card. But
you can't sneak on the course.
Oh, boy. I mean, you could have, like, three pieces of ID out when you
fence.
Get your card.
Yeah, it's not going to work there.
So a buddy of mine, he called up, and he's going to go with me, and he looked around for tickets, and He said they were on StubHub for like $1,100 or $1,200. I said, what? He said, yeah, that's just for Monday. That's just the practice.
Wow, that's
you can,
amazing.
You can get them cheaper. Yeah. And, of course, Gary had
hot dogs are only $2 also.
So that's right. The food yeah, and all
food
that stuff.
Food is reasonable.
It's
yeah.
incredible. Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible.
Hey, Brian, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, good luck. Good luck to you. Brian Stewart, what do you think, Gary?
Well, I'm excited. I you know, I've
you
been there
go
down
for the whole weekend.
Or? I'm going to go down. I'm going to leave Sunday morning. I think I'm going to drive and rather than fly and then just, you know, stay until hopefully he makes a cut. That'd be great. If he doesn't, I'll probably stay Saturday anyway, and that'll be because it's only I was 20 years ago since the last time I was there. So it'll be interesting. It'll be fun.
How does his game fit Augusta?
Well, length is a factor, and it's one of the reasons, you know, Tom Watson said he's not going to play anymore. When they lengthen the course, you know, it gets tougher. But, you know, Zach Johnson won it, and he's not considered long. I think Brian and him are about the same length. And in fact, they were playing in front of us last week, and, you know, I went ahead and saw him hit where he was hitting from. And so you come up with a game plan. Maybe you don't go for the par fives. You know, the greens are a factor there. They're you know, they're tremendously going to be, they're going to be really fast. They're going to be, you just get in the wrong places and you're going to be paying for it. So, you know, we come up with a game plan in the practice rounds and kind of stick to it.
And Brian's wedge game is pretty good.
It's
right?
pretty good, yeah. I mean, and he's good around the greens. He's smart. He's really improved in his chipping and pitching. And, you know, 60 yards in, he's really gotten good. We just got to tighten up the mid irons and that. And, no, he'll win again. Yeah, he'll win again.
Yeah, his ball flight is right to left, though, isn't it?
Basically, yeah. That's what he sees in his eye.
Yeah.
So that like you say, that'll be an advantage there.
Does he set up a little closed, or is it a
no,
club face?
No, it's just club face a shallow top? Entry into the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not a big hook or anything, and he can hook it when he wants to. Right. The fade's the hard one.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we stick with that and not try to do too many new things, and, you know, when you're playing that much, you don't want to try to do anything new, really. You just want to kind of make what you got going
sure.
better.
Yep.
Well, I'll be here while you guys are down in Georgia.
You can go, Greg. You can go.
No, I can't go.
What is the weather forecast, Nick?
I don't know. It's not next week. It's
no, week after.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. But yeah. No, I haven't looked either.
Yeah.
You know, it can be really cold, and sometimes it'll be really nice.
Well, if it's 80 and sunny, we'll send you some pics.
Postcard?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate
it. Thanks.
Gary Robinson, Doug Hansen, Brian Stewart from Texas this morning.